Parsha we have the Siddur of the Levium that they were there to watch the Beis Hamikdash Mishkan the Shoshan come. One of Levium's job was keep the Israelim out. Mela, what better parsha talk about keeping people out of where they don't belong, like the Harabayas. The Mishnah in Kalim says, Harabai, the Mishnah over there discusses the 10 Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael, ascending Kedushas. It says, Harabayis, Mekudish Mehem, Mimenu, Shein Zabim, Mezavais, Venidas, Vilyoldis, and Chosin Lasham. The Harabayis, someone has a Tumma Yates Megufoi, or even Balkari, is not going to Harabayis. Achel, is Mekudish Mimenu, Shein Avichavim, and Tumma Yates, and Chosin Lasham. In the beginning of the Azar. There is Noshim, it's more Makudish, even at Tfil Yoyim, meaning that someone who had Tfilah, but he has to have Harav Shemesh. If you have Harav Shemesh, he can't go in there. But you're not Chayav Chatas by the Erez Noshim. Erez Yisrael is closer, that even Mechuzah Kippurim can't go in there. The Yoach Chayav Chatas, Erez Kainim, is even more Kaddish, that Yisrael, even Stam Yisrael can't go in there, only Peshas. Smicha for their carbon. Oh. So, you see that in Harabayis, so that got the Harabayis, Azov, and Anida, etc. It's okay. That's if someone goes to the mikvah, someone's Balkari goes to the mikvah, provided they goes to the mikvah properly, Hainu, Meshu is no chatzitza, that's because you're a mikvah. Not just necessarily that every mikvah is like a minimum kosher mikvah that I need to go to. But then once you get closer, once you get into the Azara, then even to Meis from the Chel, yeah, even to Meis can't go in. So unless you're confident, where you are exactly, then we can shail of chil karts. So what's b'chal the what are the tzadet here? So one, kiddush mechleges Rambam Raivi. Lagabe the din of kiddush rishayna kitchel shaita kitchel lasan lover. Nahainu the mechleges the Gemara and mechleges rishaynim. What's the din? Do we say that the once Beis Hamikdash was nechrav? Is the Kedusha bottle or not? Same thing there, it's Yisrael. Shail Gabi, Eretz Yisrael. Do we say that once they went to Galus, the Kedusha is bottle? Or do we say, no, the Kedusha is Kayim? There's the Gabi Trumas Amaisis, for example. And the Shail, this Kedusha of Shaina, this Kedusha of Shania, Kedusha of Yeshua, Kedusha of Ezra. And there's also not Shail Gabi in the Beis Hamikdash and Yerushalayim. Two separate Shailas. And it's interesting, the Rambam and the Ravid are chayuk min akatzah al katzah, whether Yushlayim and Beis Hamikdash is more chamer, and even in my Nama it says, Kedush Roshayna is like Kish Lassalava, Kedush Yisrael became batal, but Kedush Yushlayim and Beis Hamikdash, Fakaret, remains Kadesh. And in the Chisa, the one says the opposite. Iman the Amad, the Kedush Roshayna, it's Kitch Lassalavai, the Kedush Beis Hamikdash was like Kitch Lassalavai.
What?
Kedush Roshayna, Roshayna, whatever, depending on. Kedush Shni is the second Beis Hamikdash. Kedush Roshayna is the first Beis Hamikdash. Now, the Rambam says, Dr. Rambam, V'med Niskacha, Kedush Roshayna, Shekidish Yishlayim, Shekidish Hazara, Vayushlayim, V'shaita, Mekitch Lassalavai. Rambam says that, in the Beis Hamikdash, Kedush Roshayna, that Shlomo Melech was Makadesh, is Kitchel also Lavai. Dr. Rama, Fikach, Machriven Vin Karbanis, Kulan, Afmish Ancient Bai is Bani, really, you bet some Kimachim, the carbon, Karbanis in the Makam Mikdash. You know, there's no base in Mikdash. Shakdusha Shaina Kitchel Shait, Kitchel also Lavai. That's all, that was the whole controversy. The Shaila was that the different movements, Klai, so they wanted Makar Karm Pesach. And time of Feger, Shil Kaliner, Shil Kalisha, sorry. Wanted to make it to Mata to bring Karm Pesach. And there was a whole pomus about that. Big Arichs in the game of the time. He claimed that Feger was masking him. It's also a question. Tzir Kalisha. So that's based on this Rambam. The Rambam goes by, the Rambam writes, Lamani Aymer. Lamani Aymer. The Mikdash Yushlaim, Gdush Shana Kish Yashayit, Lakish Lazul Labai. Gdush Harit Yisrael, Lin Yishvir, Zamayit, we say, Lakish Lazul Labai. Love the Rambam. Shekdush the Mikdash Yushlaim, Mipnei Ashchina. Ushchina and the Betela. What makes Yushlaim and the base Mikdash Kaddish? Al Shchina. It's Makam Ashchina. That, God's still here. Remember, Shmoiz Mikdash Eichem, Af Alpish Yashayimimim, the Gdushas and Heimimim. But Eretz Yisrael, that's Alts Kibush. The Kedush of Eretz Yisrael comes Alts the Kibush. Kibush Nuch HaShol Mi Midayim, the bottle of Kibush, and the bottle of Trumas and Maizis. And when Ezra came, Lekitsh of Kibush El B'Chazaka, Rambam said. Shechzik U'Bal Fikach HaMak, Shechzik U'Bal Bavel. So, because he wants to say that Kedush, okay, it's a whole thing by itself, the difference between Kedushas Yeshua and Kedush Ezra. Kedush Yeshua was Alts Kibush, because Ezra was Alts Chazaka. Now, the Rambam maskins, and here you go, Kedush Roshayna, like Yitzhlas Lavai by Eretz Yisrael, Kedush Yeshua is like Kayim, but the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim like. That Rav argues, and he says, Svar is Atzma Hizu, it's an own Svar, made it up. Leidati Ma'ilai, where's Rambam get this? That Kedush Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash is more chamor, and we say that Kedush Yerushalayim Kish Lasalavai. Where's Ram get this from? V'kama comes Mishnah in Ein Mikdash Yerka. It says there's no Beis HaMikdash Yerka, meaning the Paris of Ma'is Hasheni, which have to go up to Yerushalayim. So there's no Beis HaMikdash. It's Yerka. I mean, you see, there's no Kedushas Yerushalayim and Kedush Beis HaMikdash. So Ram says, no, everyone holds that Kedush Beis HaMikdash is Kedush Roshayim, the Kitchel Roshayim, the Ulas Lavai. So then why can't, so if you have Kedush Roshayim, you have Kedush Beis HaMikdash, so why can't be Beis HaSheni up to Yerushalayim? What?
How
would
Kedush of the rest of the place?
No, that's not the issue. It's Yerka, if you don't Kedush Beis Yisrael, then it's not Meiser.
Yeah.
It's not Yerka. Why is it Yerka? Eat it. Enjoy it. We're going to the risk Kedusha. There is Kedusha, but there's no Yerushalayim. But Gemara Amru, we'll see a Teretz. Yeah, Gemara Amru, yeah, Nafa Mechitza, it gets it. Alma Manda Amru Kedusha Shani Elok Yishal Zulah, but Elok Chiluk Bein Mik Yerushalayim, Masharet Yisrael. Otherwise, we don't come. Lehoi says the Ravid, and they accuse the Ram of making up his own things, yeah? Rav does the same thing right now, yeah? Lehoi, Shashani Aymer, says the Ravid, Shafil Rabbi Yehi, Siddam, Kedusha Shniya, Kitcha Asalavai, if a carrot, Rabbi Yehi says, Kedusha Shniya, by Sharet Yisrael. It's Kitcha Asalavai, Layamar, El Sharet Yisrael. Abel, Shalayim, El Mikdash, Layamar. Fakar from the Rambam. Ram says, even my name, Kedusha Shniya, like Kitcha Asalavai, Yisrael. Shalayim is, Bez Mikdash is, Rav is a book Fakar. Even my name, that, Kitcha Asalavai, Kedusha Shniya, Kedusha Shniya, Kitcha Asalavai, but not Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash. Why? He's after Kedusha Shniya. L'fisha Yedei Ezra, Shamikdash Yerushalayim, Asidin L'shtanas, L'skadesh Kiddush Achar Lami, B'chvayr Hashem L'aylam. Yeah, I knew that since the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will be Eish Yod Mir Shemayim, a different level of Kedusha. So Mela, Therefore, Ezra was not Makadish in Laila. And that's why Kedushas Ezra, or the Beis Hamikdash, was not Kedush Laila. He writes, Kach Nigla Li Misoyed Hashem L'Rev. Or maybe that's the answer. You make it up. Kach Nigla Li Misoyed Hashem L'Rev. Misoyed Hashem L'Rev. But it's not the only place in the Rambam that the Rambam writes this. There's a number of places in the Rambam he writes this. There's one place by Hilchos Sukkah, I believe. Talks about Dalminim. I forgot exactly what he's saying over there. A few places, a number of places in the Rambam he writes this. And that brings me to the whole question. I tell Abba Shemayimi. So how can you paskin based on Seder Shem L'Reyav? As Ruach HaKadosh. Right. Ruach HaKadosh Hefia the base Midrash HaSeinu. That's the Rambam writes. Someone Lavdafkin Ravid, but Pashas Ravid saying he passed the base on Ruach HaKadosh. I tell up Shemayimi. That's not for now, but I in the Shal Shuvas Ben Shemayim, the group of Magolias and Akdama, as huge Akdama about tell up Shemayim, because the Shal Shuvas Ben Shemayim, he passed Al Pi Shemayim, used to write letters, used to write Shilas. When he went to sleep, he put the child on his pillow, and he got answers. He's one of the Bali Taisers. Shalas Shuvas Men HaShemayim. And it's just a fascinating sefer because, like, when the answers weren't like, you know, just yes or no, maybe, you know, it was like a kind. It was like answer with psukim, and yet, like, sometimes you had to ask it again because you couldn't figure out the teretz necessarily. It's like poetic, and it's psukim, and, you know, like, you say, I didn't get it, you know, like, what was the answer? Kids, it's a very, very, very fascinating sefer. What? Shilas Teshuvas Min HaShemayim. It's printed. Misarav Cook printed it. Misarav Cook, a little blue sefer. And the Rumah Golos has Akdam over there. And the Chidah brings down. And the Shem Agdailim, the Chidah of Erech, this guy, whatever, I forgot what his name was. Yaakov, somebody or other. So the Chidah over there, the Shem Agdailim has a discussion. Taka Hayilada. I allow to rely on it. I tell you, Shmaimi, but that's not our discussion now. Upon him, the Rabbi in a number of places does say, remember, you find it very in many places in the Rishayim. Okay, Ayin Shom in the Rishayim where they passed up Yichalaimais, had a son Shaila, and they had a dream. A lot of interesting Maramachaimis, but not for now. The Fikach says the Raiva, Nichnas Ata Shom Ein Boykars. It's interesting, Lashon of the Raiva. Yeah, because Kush Beis Mikdash is like Kish Lashon Lava. Therefore, Ein Boykars. Yeah? Why is Ein Boykars? What about Mashmid Issa? There is just no Kars. So, Mela, Fiza, since we try to keep mitzvahs, not just Chayva Krisis, so Chayva is not a gay, the Raiva has a hetter to go up. On the Harabai is the Mokam and Mikdash.
Why would there be an Issa with no Karis?
Why would there be an Issa without Karis? What would the Issa be?
That's
a good question. That's a good question. But the Rabbi says, Ein Karis. Why is Ein Karis? She's saying, Issa. Ein Issa Rabban? I don't know. Now, maybe we'll talk about that here. So I'll jump ahead. We're already talking about this. I'll jump ahead a little bit to page 3. The Binyan Siyan that you know, he wants to say Rambam, they're saying it's a Suffolk. The Gama Sub the Rai is saying it's not Pashatim, right? That's why he says Ein Bekaris, right? Well, what's in the gay? She has cash, right? What's in the gay, Karis or not? Ram Pasch is anybody Karis. Right? Who's the one that gives out Karis? God. Yeah? So Ram is helping Hashem over here. That's Rabbi Shalom's business. Whether there's Karis or not, it's Rabbi Shalom's business. So what are you telling me that, no, Meir B'Zmanah says anybody Karis. What's enough community that be Karis? Why are you telling me there's anybody Karis? What's enough community that be Karis? Yeah, enough community whether Hashem is going to kill him or not. Okay, Hashem will decide whether he wants to kill him or not. Yeah, so he says, that oh, so it's interesting. The Gemara in Makis has a shayla that suli the bachayve krisa shalaku if niftiru medei krisasan, page 3. Chayve krisa shalaku niftiru medei krisasan. So he asks, what's in it, right? What's an afkamino? Yeah, that whether he's part of Mekaris or not. If he, anyway, he didn't get Malki. He has to get Malki because he's Eved Olam, right? So what's an afkamino? Is Nifter Mekri Sasan or not? Chayv Kriyas Shalaku is Nifter Umidei Kriyas Sasan. Who cares? What's an afkamino in that? Whether he is or isn't, it's not Negeitas. Negeit Hashem. What's Negeit? Yeah, that's what he asks. Yeah? So, glad I was just thinking now, you could say, there's enough to mean, and that was Batsim, the whole Smicha controversy. You know, the Meralbach and Miberav in Tzfas, the Meralbach and Shlaim, they wanted to reinstate the Smicha. Why do they want to reinstate the Smicha? The Chachmei Tzfas wanted to reinstate the Smicha. What's Smicha?
No.
Real Smicha. To make you a real rabbi. Not an ordained rabbi. Smicha, they have a bezdin. A bezdin needs to be samach. It's a smicha, ish mipiyesh, umaisha. Yeah? So there's a Rambam, okay, we're getting off topic of it, but the Rambam that says that even if Kol Chachmei Yisrael decide they want to give someone smicha, it works. Okay? Whatever. There's so much to talk about, I don't want to talk about it. Yeah? But, so why did they want to make smicha? What was motivating them? Because it was after the time of the Meranos. And the Meranos, they were over on Averis, a lot of them. So Meila, Chayva Krisis. They wanted to get Malkus in order to pattern themselves from the Krisis. Because Chayva Krisis, Shalaku, Krisasan. So that's why, that was the whole motivation to reinstate the Smicha, to reinstate Sanhedrin, was that. Okay, that itself opened up a bunch of questions, but again, I don't get sidetracked. So the Aruch HaNer says, what's an afkamina? The guy psul edus. If you know, chayav karis is psul edus. If chayav karis, you psul edus. If you're not chayav karis, it's not. Ma'is is just derech agav, karis kapella. Yeah, because in the Rambam, not everyone knows anything, but the Rambam is mavur that Rambam said you need rosh the chamas in order to psul edus, right? Right? Or the Torah is called Yerusha. Yeah? Atosh is Yadcha im Rasha, Leah is 8 Chamas. So if you're a Rasha of Chamas, means you stole something, okay, that's a Psul of Rasha. Yeah? Otherwise, this guy's Ayrin Aver. Why is he Pasla Eidus? So by Malkus it says, Voyim bin HaKais HaRasha. The Torah says, the guy's Chai Malkus. Voyim bin HaKais HaRasha. So my Malkus, the Torah calls him Rasha. Says the Rambam, Kol Shemiz is Bezdin, because the Torah says, Asher hu Rosh Alamas. Yeah? Asher hu Rosh Alamas. Now, Chsamat Chai Vekrisas, doesn't say anywhere there's a Rosh. Doesn't say anywhere there's a Rosh. When he has died, I would say, if the Rambam, he's Kosh Leidus. It's not, you know, even though the Ver is very Chomer, you're not Pos Leidus because of the Ver Chomura. You're Pos Leidus if you're a Rosh. How are you a Rosh? Okay, if you stole, you're Rosh Lechomas. If you chayve misa the hurash lamas, if you chayve malkus in ben kais rasha, but Torah has to designate you as a rasha with the posleidus by karis lachar not. The Meili says that's why the Ravid is saying, yeah, that the Ravid is saying you put in karis. He's saying it only misafik. He's not saying it's mutter to go. Right? Because it's suffix. Even the Raif is only a suffix. Yeah? So what does he say, Karas? Because the Nakamina got psalatus. In the suffix, you can't possibly eat. Okay. Akapanim, Nasli and Eid. We have Machlaik is Rambam, and the Raivid, whether or not, yeah, someone goes up to the Beis HaMikdash today, in the Arzara today, is he Chayiv Karas or not? Ben Gavir went up?
Ben Gavir was in something like that.
Okay.
He's like this how far religious guy with the yeah, keep up.
He goes all the time. So
I don't know if
he
had a father
together. He goes on
right now. You didn't go? Mm-hmm. You worried about your Kubotas there last night?
Zop the Mogan Avram. Rabbi Sai, if you want Hachra, yeah? we look in Shulchan Aruch, the Isaac Kalim, Shabura, right? That's generally what we have. Shalom, it was Mukhtsan, it was Bayer. What do you do? You want to know where would the Mishmur be talking about this? Zog the Magan Ram, Sim Tovkov Samach Aleph. It means the Machlag is Rambam. It's Luchas Tainis, I think. Machlag Rambam Raivid. Yeah. Oh, so what the Raivid asked the Kasha. I it says, Ein Mikdosh, Yirkav. So that's a Chayyabik Kasha in Rambam. If you the Rambam, that's Kishalas Lovai, Shlaim, it's a Mikdosh, Kishalas Lovai, so why can you eat Maize Shane in Shlaim today? Yeah? Oh, so he says, the Rambam himself passed in this halach. So how can the Rambam say that l'kula amal kitch lasim lava? But the Magen Avraham that even the man the amal kitch lasim lava is she ties in Makis that b'chora ma'ase you can't eat. So meila special halach about b'chora ma'ase that even it's not enough. That it's, you have the kedusha, then you need the base mikdash itself in order to be able to eat b'char ma'is in Yerushalayim. Okay, so meila Rambam's okay from the Ravitz kashas. What?
So yes,
it's yirkav. Even though kedusha shalayim base mikdash is kitchlas love, right? Still, you can't eat ma'is hasheni there. The inyan ma'is hasheni, you need the base mikdash itself. The inyan ma'is hasheni, you eat in Yerushalayim. Yeah, but if we're going to kitchen, Shni is like it's kitchen also lovely. Okay, and Eretz Yisrael is kavish. Question is Yerushalayim. Ram holds kedushas Ezra was kitchen also lovely. Ram was mechal kedushas Shani and kedushas Shni. Ram happens to hold that they said because that's kedushas Chazak and that's even kitchen also lovely. So it means the chayv in Chumas and Ma'is according to Ram is manazet. Question is Ma'is and Shani. So according to the Rambam, can you eat Yerushalayim or not? Says the Rambam. According to you, the Yerushalayim is kitchel asa lava, right? So why can you eat Yerushalayim? Says the Magen Avraham. The Shittas Taisa Malkus Yitess. Ayin Sham. That's Mechal. Between the Yerushalayim is kitchel asa lava, Yerushalayim you need Inyan Achilas, Bechor, and Maizim, which has to be in Yerushalayim, that you need Dakar Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Now. Says the Magen Avraham, "Vanichnas atel lemakayimoyes hamikdash chayiv karis." You have a psak from the Magen Avraham. Shekulanu tamei meisim. Tamei meisim now now vanichnas into the Azara, even the first part of the Azara. Correct? That we saw in Mishnah Kalim. I start off with that. I said Mishnah Kalim. Yeah. Oh. Then he says, it was a Sefer Shulma, an Aguda, etc. Oh, and that's a Mishvura. Tavkuf Samach Aleph Hey. Anichnas Ata Lamakam Mikdash Chayiv Karis. Shekulonu Tamei Mason. Ugdush Rishayna, Kitch Lashayit, Kitch Lasa Lava. So we have Machlekes Ram and Raivid. You have a Chra of the Magen Avraham. You have a Chra of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay? So if you don't know exactly where and you go on the Harbayas, you don't know exactly where the Makam Mikdash is, if you claim you do, and you're so confident that you know exactly to the millimeter where it is, okay? But dealing with the Shail of Karis over here, say it. Now, the Tzitz Eliezer brings down a Meiri that I guess people that are the haka, you know, that people that go up, Temple Mount unfaithful, yeah. So they found the Meiri. They found the Metzia. The Meiri in Shavuos, that he made it, the minute was to go on the Arabayas. Meiri. What better than what could you want? So Miri says, "Del mafarshim," which is the Ravid. Yeah, shab b'kedusha shni lo nemer el sharet Yisrael avu shlayim u'mikdash yedei ha'ezer shasidim l'charet ra'el l'shtana. So Ezer was mekadoshet and kedusha shni lo kitch las lavai when it comes to basic mikdash and Yerushalayim. He says, "Aminik pashut l'kanes l'sham l'kanes sham l'fi mashe shemanu." The minute he heard Miri and southern France and Provence, he heard that Pesach Minhag in Eretz Yisrael they went up. He brings down the Ravid, yeah. Ravid says, "Look, Kishlas Lach." Then he brings down this minute, this alleged minute that people went. And he goes on to say, "V'chein yira, they shouldn't be ma'aser sheni because look, Kishlas Lach." Right now, Samela. Okay, but says to Eliezer that there's a mistake here. Yeah, you can't rely on this meter. Why? So first of all, that who said that there was this minhag was based on people who knew what they're talking about? Who said there was? Who said this minhag was sanctioned by the Rabbanim? Yeah. Maybe just people did it and it became a minhag, but it wasn't a minhag v'sikin. Yeah? Maybe they told Miri this minhag, and Miri lefi tumai, chosha shivadi nikma minhag adi b'nei taira. Yeah? Miri was very tumimistic, and he believed whatever he told him, and he heard there was a minhag. Oh, mistama b'nei taira will command, mistama rabbanu will command the minhag. So the Miri brings it down. But, ali b'damis, yeah, the minhag is wrong. You should get rid of the minhag. They looked at Eliezer. Furthermore, he says, "Who said they went? Maybe only went to Arbayis. How do you know they went to Makam Mikdash? Maybe this alleged minhag was to go to Arbayis, not Makam Mikdash. And they knew where it was. And then when they were to Tevel for Kerry, they allowed them to go to Arbayis." That where they went exactly. Okay, so the Tzitz Eliezer is making the Miri look like a fool. Yeah? He's making me look like a fool. Yeah, Miri, one of the Gedolei Rishonim, is telling me that there's a minhag to go on the Makom Mikdash because based on the Ravid. And the Miri didn't check it out. He heard Lefi Tumai. He heard this, and he believed, oh, Mestamu was Abi Chachamim. Yeah? And he didn't, he was medactic in the Shmua to know, did they go on the Arabayas or did they go on the Makam HaMikdash? So you make the Miri a fool. The Miri is telling you, there's a minute to go on the Makam HaMikdash, and he's telling me, no, the Miri was an idiot. Because they just told him that there was such a minhag, but really it was a minhag that was a bunch of radicals, a bunch of guys with big white kippot shugot and payas, and the trailers, those guys, and then those ones that did it, and then Miri just quotes it, yeah. If the Miri quotes it, then the stamba Miri's not an idiot, yeah. And he's saying the right. He's going to the right, and obviously he's going to admit it. Okay, but don't leave yet. Yeah, I'm not saying that we should be saying about this Miri because there's others, the Captain Farah, others to say the minute people that lived in Eretz Yisrael. So every time Miri is just a shmua. Yeah, people lived in Eretz Yisrael said the minute was not the goal. Okay, so Akapanim, we have Achra of Mishabura and Monavram, we pass the Ram Menet. The whole Miri is only up here the right. Now, then Tzitzel Yez brings down, Hare, it's a Shiloh, can you rely on the Miri? Mecha, right? So Chazanish Kidua, it said that the new Svarim, he was against relying on new Rishonim that were printed in the last 100 years, whatever it was, because who knows if the Ksav Yad is reliable, who knows the people that are translating the Ksav Yad are necessarily liable, and therefore somebody that went through the zichuk of that rainim that you can rely on, but there's no rishonim, there's Rabbi Chanan or Miri, you can't rely on. Yeah. Now, so Meila he says okay, and Miri says okay, you can't rely on the Miri. Maisa, the Mishabura, okay, the Chazosh, that's true. That is a sheet of the Chazanish. The Maisa, the Mishabura argues that Chazanish. And the Mishbura, in countless places, in countless places, and not countless, because it's 403 places, exactly, thanks to Bar Ilan, that there's 403 places when Mishur brings down Miri. 403 places. Okay. There are some Miris, God, that are in the Shita, in Bamakama, Ahmed Zayin over there, in the Gilead. They bring down, that's a Gabe, whatever, controversial Mir. Anyway, the Gabe, Rabbi Yate Goyim, Baruch took away the Schar. So on the side they bring down a mitzvah, and they raw v'yater goyim. Hashem saw they're not keeping the seven mitzvahs, so he took away the schar. Or hit your lamb. It's also good. Anyway, but they, in the Gilead they bring down the sheet of b'shem mir. Some mirrors are brought down in the sheet. Yeah, but anyway, Mishmura and the Rebbe Chanani says, oh, now they found Rebbe Chananel, Mameila, all the Achronim said this, that, and the other thing. If they would have seen Rebbe Chananel, they wouldn't have said what they're saying. So Mameila, we passed Kananya. Mishmura. Left, right, and center is Seimach on quote unquote Nurushai. Now, why is Mir Nurushin? No Rishin is a Nurushin. The Mir is a Nurushin because they didn't have it. They didn't have it all the years. The Shita is not new. The Shita has been around for ages. The Achrayim. All time called the Shita. I know you're talking about. Shita on Chulin, you mean? Shita Betz is Batal Ashkenazi, has been around forever. Most of the time, when the Achrayim quote Rishonim on Masechet that has the Shita, they're always quoting the Shita. So, anyway, okay, but Maisa, the Miri is Gebayt on the Ravid, and Maisa, we have Achra. Of the Mishabura and the Magen Avraham, at least it's a Suffolk, yeah? At least it's a Suffolk creases. Yeah, it's a Suffolk Chayiv creases, yeah? Suffolk, like, you know, if you had a Suffolk, Machlekes, Ram and Raib, Gabe's Yom Kippur, eating whatever, Yom Kippur, yeah? Raib was not there, and Ram was what asked him. Would you eat that Yom Kippur, take a chance? Chayiv Karas? Would you? I wouldn't, anyway. So anyway, at best, this Miri is based on the Ravid. Anyway, Mechayim Ram and Ravid. Anyway, Zachrav, Mishabura, the Magen Avraham, like the Rambam, the Echayev Karas, Mizmana Zeh. Oh. So, moreover, besides Mishabura, you also have Maril in Hilchos Yom Kippur. He says, the Gush Mikdash Loin is Batla. He tags down the puzzle and say, "Minosu pischei oylam." Minosu pischei oylam. What's pischei oylam? What's oylam? Talking about the base of Mikdash. Yeah. Sushan Moshech. Minosu pischei oylam. The Dabra Melech. That's what he described when they brought the Aron, whatever. Yeah. So what's the pischei oylam? Why oylam? Why oylam? What's oylam? Says Mariel Rishon. Rosh Moshech Dushasel oylam. Lefikach nikra base aylamin. The smith is called base aylamin forever. Why is base aylamin? Because basically the kedusha base smith is loyal by the Ramba. That even madama kedusha right to show is kishul shai de v'loy kishul asalavai. But kedusha base smith is kishul asalavai, and that's why it says base aylamin. That's why we say pischei aylam. It's the psachim of base smith is pischei aylam because the base smith is loyal. My real chat, not see shredma. Yeah. And what?
That was when the world was created.
That's when the world was created? Sushan Moshech, you're not
Pischei Oilam? I'm saying, if the basic Mikdash was created, if the Malkan
Basic Mikdash was created, it's still not because of Basic Mikdash. I don't understand what you're trying to do. Trying to say why Kedusha's basic Mikdash should be Oilam? Your own new Svara? Because that's when the world was created. That's why the Kedusha Beis Mikdash, which before they had the Beis Mikdash, there was no Kedusha there. You need they had the Mekadosh. Question is, were the Mekadosh or not?
Why
don't you
take your
shoes off?
What?
Why don't you take your shoes off? That's because it was rough. Can't mock. No, the Pasuk said, okay, mock Mashiach. I'm Miskadosh. So, Lagabe. The guy with Michayev Karis, someone that's Tumma that goes there, the Rose Deem you didn't have a Mahal. Now, okay. Good, there means a bunch of others that all Machriah much more than Machir like Rama. Okay, so that Lechaira, to bring in the Machlagas Rama and Raiva over here, is not really going to help us. And anyway, even if it Raiva, it says Yinachai Karis, we discussed that before, it says Yinachai Karis, Mashma, and this is the Riz. Now, oh, but if the Miri though, that he's not there. If the Miri, based on the Raiva, Miri seems to be explaining the Minah, this alleged Minah, yeah, of going, based on the Raiva, that's Mashma, he didn't make a dig of Karis. Now the Miri brings down the Raiva, yeah, there's no Karis. Then he says, there's a Minah that he heard, and then it's Shal, they go on the Makam Mikdash. So it means the Chayyar and Miri was not in Medai that's only Ptur and Karis. Rather, it's a Ptur, it's Mutter. Top. And it was also like that. Now. Okay. So A is we did. Okay. So the Dayan Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss was the head of the Eidah. He's got a cute story of Shulchan says over about him. He was Rav in England, right? And then he became the head of the Eidah Haredes in Yerushalayim. So Shulchan claims that in a shul in England there was an Israeli flag, first of all. Second of all, but when they wanted to make him the guy or the Raiva, I'm not sure what he was. So he came to Bialish, Sam Rebbe. There was two contestants for the job. Yeah? Dayan Weiss and somebody else. So Dayan Weiss was much he was a bigger Tam Chacham than the other one. So he asked the Bialish, which one should they take? He says, well, the Dayan Weiss, you know, he's a Weiss, he's a Tam Chacham. They asked him, oh, but is Nishkan Kanui? He's not a Kanoi. He's not a Kanoi. How can he be the head of the Eidah? That's the Bialish. So the other guy apparently was a Kanoi. So Bialish said, a Kanoi can make him a Dai Te. He make the Kanoi in 3 days. It takes 3 days to make him the Kanoi. But to be a Talmud Chacham, that takes a little longer. So he's a Talmud Chacham. We'll worry about his Kanoi. You know? Okay. So Dayan Weiss is done whether or not you're allowed to go on the Harbayis. And he says, even though the Harbayis, you know, it should be mutter. Yeah? In the Harbayis, we start off the Mishnah, yeah? Balkari can go on, but say it, if you're going on the Harbayis, if you're Taivla Kiryai, yeah? And you know exactly where the Azar is, if you know exactly where the Zara starts from the Arabi, you know exactly where the Arabi is, and you know exactly what's the Zara, so then, if you tell it properly, we said, if you tell it properly, mamish with Chafifa, like Nida, and make sure there's no Chatzitza, etc., and you tell it in a kosher mikvah, that not just for Phil's carrier, a mikvah that you need to go in, then, that's theoretically, you should be allowed to go on Arabi. Again, with all these Tanayim, Yimakoyim. But he writes, it brings down that from the Sefer Kaftan Ferach. Kaftan Ferach, what was his name? Osha Parchi, I think his name was. And he had saved a lot of it on Yonah Veret Yisrael. He brings down that the Gemara that Mori Yivamis that Mai Chadosha where it says Shechitshu B'Dvarim that full Yayim. A tful yoyim is now going to machan l'diyah. I mean, a tful yoyim is someone who's taivul. He has to. He didn't have harif shemesh. He didn't wait till nightfall. Yeah. So he's, and somewhere else he writes, "Mkein ayoyim shenachnu b'chatanu mi b'chutz nuchel liskar v'nu tefila v'shtachavaya ad oisim maksal." So, kids, it's a mess over here. The Dayan Weiss puts two things together, which is a little funny because this that they were machmir even at full yom, that nakamina is just you can go right to your table. You have to wait for Arab shemesh. It's not a big nakamina. And where the Kafta Ferach says that we can only go to the Ksalim, Rashi's talking about the Ksalim that we have today. So that has nothing to do with what he said that he's Machmer Tul Yoyim. But either way, Maisa, yeah. Either way, the Maisa, the Kaf Farach, which is a Rishon, who lived in, who was in Eretz Yisrael, he says we don't go past the Ksal. Yeah, we don't go past the Ksal. The Dam by Ksal, we're not past the Ksal. And the Dam advice comes down that the Ramah Mipano writes about this Kaf Farach. He says Vizari Boy, Shadon Gadolu, Chamakim. Kol Devar of Gavias Mikdash, Heim Behemes Kafta Veferach. You know, his expression, something that the Gval Kishikotari say, Kafta Veferach. So the Ramah writes, yeah, being punny, that Hu Behemes Kafta Veferach, whatever he writes. Fine. So Mela. The Kaf Teferach. So Kaf Teferach, God wasn't talking about the Kaisim Rav that we had in his day. It was covered. That's the whole story with the Sultan. The Sultan came and saw some lady throwing garbage in a certain place. He asked her, what's it about? She said that from the Romans, it was Zera and the Yerushalayim, I think twice, every day you used to have to throw garbage in a certain place. I mean, that was where the Malkum Mikdash was. That's where the Kaisim was. And that's where it got filled up, the whole thing. You didn't see the Kaisel. And if you live outside Yerushalayim, I think the story goes that like once a week or twice a week, you have to come and throw garbage there. And the Sultan, I forgot what Sultan it was, he said anyone knows the Sultan should start digging and uncover. And he used to throw, like every day, whatever, he'd throw some gold coins around over there. So everyone could come dig, they'd see the gold coins. Oh, this must be a lot of gold, more. So that would inspire them to keep on going. Incentives, and that's how the Kais Hamaravi was uncovered. Yeah, it was covered all the way. Yeah, crazy story. Anyway, Akpanim, so the Dainai tries that in the time of Kav Farach, he doesn't talk about the Kais Hamaravi because in this day there was no Kais Hamaravi. What? Even now, I'm sorry, I know, you're right. Going, yeah, 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 I'm saying. Okay. She's saying even more how much garbage it was. So, what? Now, okay. Okay, so one issue with going on the Harabayas and Makar Mikdash and Mechlegis Ram and Ravid, that seems pretty clear. The Chron and Shmur, like the Rambam and Shiloh Chai Vikaris. So, certainly not to go in the Makam Mikdash, just based on the Rambam, based on the Raivin, it's no Kedusha, Shvach. And the Arba itself, theoretically, you go, but you have to make sure you know, we're dealing with playing a fire over here. Now, there's another tzad, an interesting discussion. It's an interesting discussion by itself. Forget about the Arba itself. There's a Machlek, a very fascinating Machlek is Baal Mor and Rambam. Now, by Dizar and Mbeid, the Gemara says, Avnim is Beach. The Avni, when the Chashmonaim kicked out the Yevanim, so there was some stones in the base of Mikdash, and the Goyim were over by the Yevanim, were over by the Zar, to these stones, and therefore the Chashmonaim, they were going as these stones. Okay? So the question is, because the Gemara says the Bo Pritzim, the Chiluluha. The Pritzim came, those the Pirates gathered came, and they were Machalol, these stones. That's the Gemara said. Therefore, it was Chal, Shem, Avodah Zarah on these stones. Mela, you couldn't use them. It was a Asabana, Avodah Zarah. Therefore, they had to bury them. Yeah? So now, those Gemara said by Belshazzar, same thing. By when his Mishnamish, Bechle Kaidish, Beis HaMikdash, right? That's the whole thing with Mikhail Shainim, right? That's what we do with Lashon Eicha. Okay, we don't need an addition over here. So the Gemara said, what? Oh, Zav Ramban, yeah? So the Ramban says that Pshat is that when it bo that what's bo pritzim chalul? What's who are pritzim? Balmar says it means the Jews. Mesiavnim, they came first, and they were mechal, and male went out lechulin. The din is like if you're moil behekdish, what happens? It goes lechulin. If you're moil behekdish, it goes lechulin. One second, yeah. Mela once went lechulin, then the ivanim were able to buy zara. So mela became us. Yeah. In fact, what are you talking about? This that something you moil behekdish goes lechulin. That's talking about bedik habayis. It's not talking about kush shaguf. Something that's kush shaguf. There's yesh mila achamila. Yeah, b'chlisharis. There are chlisharis even. Yeah, yesh moil achamoil. Meaning, if you're moil, the next guy's moil. Oh, you're both chayim. Yeah. This that we say goes lechulin. It's kachy bedik habayis goes lechulin. Not kush shaguf. Mel beis hamikdash. The mizbeach. Is quite kedush saguf, yeah. So, man, what do you call? How do you say the bow priest and chalu is talking about the Jews, and now that's what enabled kedush to go off, and then Yivanim came in the way of Ayvid and Zayvayizar. Elamai says Ramah, fascinating idea. Elamai the Tanai Zach, and who think of it called ubo priest and chalu priest of the Yivanim, yeah. So even though. There's no me'ilah b'karkois, and the mizbeach was like karka, it was mechubla karka, yeah, and chayra. So there's no me'ilah, but there's a new parasha, and also goyim anyway. Atamar not b'chal me'ilah. Goyim don't have me'ilah, but goyim's moil behekdesh doesn't go chulin, right? Elma is a new parasha. Ubo pritzim b'chalulua. There's a new thing that the goyim come and they're mechal the kedusha. To have a kayak to be to mighty from Kedusha. Pel the Gazak. And that's Mavur and Rabban also. This is Rabban and Chamas over there. Rabbi Yazara. It's also Rabban and Rabbi Yazara. And in Makis. Okay. Yeah, it's funny. The Mice and the Chassam Soif want to say that's kind of Ravid. It's very difficult. Yeah. That reason why Kedusha Yitzchol, we say Kishlos Lavoi, Kedusha Beis Mikdash like Kishlos Lavoi, because Bo Pritzim Chalua, the whole Kedusha Beis Mikdash was Alpinis Ramban. The Machal, the whole Kedusha Beis Mikdash, Bo Pritzim Chalua, this new dinner of Bo Pritzim. Because the Pel, right, it's in the Farish, that because Ezra knew that it was going to be much better and bigger Beis Mikdash, and that's why he wasn't Makadish. So, some Seifers, Pel Otsum, they show Sue this Ramban to the right. Sorry. Jackie, you gotta find the issue in the Zayd over here. Talatsim. Chelik Vav Simcha. No, sorry. Chel Yerdeh Simen Reish Lamed Gimel. But that's the end of Tshuva over there. That's the end of Tshuva in the Zayd over there. He comes out fire against Lag Baimer in the Roa. Huh? Yeah, he goes fire against it. And that's why he said, it's fast, Moro, what is that? What happened to Yishalayim? What happened to Yishalayim? Huh? And he said, somewhere else writes, yeah? Somewhere else in Al Taira, Zayda, Susan Yalaini. He writes that what? That there was an earthquake in Tzfas, famous earthquake. And the Chassam Soif writes, shocking. He says that Yishalayim was Teveya El Baina. Yishalayim was Teveya its Busha. Everyone's running to Tzfas and not to Yishalayim. That's why the earthquake happened. Chassam Soif writes. What? When? What year was that? 1800s. What? Same, before it was around here. Okay, what? So, Kitzer. We're now getting off topic a little bit. But it's only because of Jackie. It's all Jackie's fault. It wasn't for the Zayda, it wasn't for the Anikol over here, we left it alone. Okay. But Jackie has some homework over here. He's got a Miyash and Zayda over here. No, it's not Mishap Pel. Hits it. No, look, I'm not about it.
You know, I'll get tomorrow.
What? That's right. Right, he's from Zayda writes over there. He said, what did he say? He wasn't Mishtatif and gets it. So, the minute I don't like that. Okay, right. Now,
quick.
Okay, let's. Okay, so now what about the Kais Lamaron? Are you allowed to go to the Kais?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, everyone goes. Some people tell you everyone goes in Arabias also. You know? Depends who you ask. What? The maybe. Oh. Now, are you allowed to go to the Kais?
B'chayr.
Okay. Zebi says b'chayr. Now. What?
Touch it?
Yeah. Someone said you can't touch it?
It's
weird. Someone said you can't touch it? Wait, someone said you can't touch it? Why can't you touch it? Muktzah. In muktzah, you're allowed to touch. You can't move muktzah. You're allowed to touch muktzah.
It's on the same level.
Oh, put your hand in it. That's something else. Yeah, if we have time, we'll get there. Are you making gazeras now? You shouldn't touch because you might be hand in it. Someone asked you to make a gazera? Someone asked you to make a gazera? Someone asked. Chorus? 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 Put your hand. If you're allowed to be there, then it's the wall of the Harabayas. If it's the wall of the Harabayas, you're not Chayav Karis, only to make Mezes Chayav Karis. Balkari is not Chayav Karis of going to Harabayas. What? No, sorry. Not the Harabayas. No, not that. That's in the Azar.
Why do Chayav Karis?
Shh. On Harabayas, you're not Chayav Karis. The Beis Mikdash is Chayav Karis. Now, what's the issue? Shaila is whether the Kais Maravi is the Kais Harabayas or Kais Lazar. Okay? So, Rabbi Yosef has a true about it. And bottom line, everyone says the Kais of the Harabayas, not the Kais Lazar. No, if it's the Kais Lazar, that means Balkara can't go there. Because a girl, yeah, Anita, a single girl or a woman's Anita can't go there. Right? Because you can't go in Arabayas.
One second.
What? If the Kais is the Kais Lazara, that means could be a few hundred feet. That from the if it's a Kais Lazara, then they can't go in Arabayas. Before that, the Arabayas before that. If it's a Kais Lazara, then the Arabayas before that. They can't be there. Yeah. So in the Radvaz, there's still a mess. This mysterious. But the Radbaz, in one place, the Radbaz says, you're allowed to go past the wall, but as long as you make sure that since the mask, what's the big one, what's that called? Omer, what?
Dome of the Rock.
Dome of the Rock. There's another name. Anyway, Dome of the Rock. Because the Evan Shti is over there. Rabbi Rabbah says, even though the Gemara says there's only three etzbais that's picking up, he says since the whole topography of that whole area changed, they were digging this and that, because the Gemara says the Rabbah is higher than Yerushalayim. There, you go to the old city, you go down, right? So, obviously, things change. So, he says, Mela, but he says he's convinced that it's Devin Shtia. So Meili says though, so if you go, so you have to make sure that Harei, the Gemara says that the Kais Maravi of the Beis HaMikdash between the Azara and the Beis HaMikdash, the Kais HaKadosh was 11 Amos. Yeah, so Meili have to make sure you don't go 11 Amos within 11 Amos of the mask. Yeah, that's right. B'chayr, I'm going to ask him as a shikapela because it wasn't 11 amas from the wall of the Azara to the rock that Evan Shtia. It was way, way more because the kids said Rabbi's Meitz Chesh was like 130 something amas. You have to take into consideration the thickness of the wall. There were huge, thick walls, and there was ta'im. There were like chambers in the walls, and then the Evan Shtia was in the middle of the Kodesh Kodashim, wasn't at the end. So it's way more than 11 Amis. So if you be chayshish, you can't get too close to Kodesh Kodashim, then you have to mark way more than 11 Amis. It's not Makashim Radbaz. Agaponim, it's born or because the steer is whether it's cut. But anyway, Maisa, all everyone names on that the and the Chesbrain is also that the Kaisel Amrav that we have, also the Kaisel Draimi, is the Kaisel of Arabayis, not the Kaisel of Azara. So therefore, so the guy be sticking your finger in, the guy be leaning on it. So I'm skipping a little bit over here. So Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva about it. What?
Okay.
Hey, Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva about it. And he has a whole discussion about Viva Mitzah Shmei Bi or not. Discussion, if you go partially in, is that a problem of Shmei Bi? So he brings down, so if you stick your finger in, Viva Mitzah, it should be a problem. I'll go on Arabayit. Yeah? All carries now go on Arabayit. So every time you go to Kais, you have to be Taibel and the girls, whatever. Cool. So he says, that the Avnei says a svara that bia mitzvah shma bia is only if idea is bia you could go in all the way, but by putting your finger in the hole in the wall you can't get from there into the Arabayis. So mainly that's what he wants to say. There's no problem with bia mitzvah. Bia mitzvah only if it's not kilus aschala of going in, it's shaykh that it's aschala of going in, then even being mixed is shmabia. But if the oifnei doing it, it can't be aschala of going in, it's not a problem. Shabazam got an argument in that, but he wanted to say that maybe it's not supposed to stick your finger in, but. So that you know, thing you have Davinez, Bisamuchan, he has a bunch of studies in Matir. Maisa of Shem Zalman, it's not sufficient that you're allowed to do that. You're probably better off not sticking your finger in. But Lagabe touching it, certainly no iser, no iser to touch. And Lagabe leaning on it. What about Lagabe leaning on it? Yeah. So is there a problem of leaning? So what would be the shayla leaning? Shayla would be also me'ila, b'mal b'hekdesh. So the shayla is: Does the wall of the harabayis have any kedusha? Yeah. Was this kaddish b'chal? We're talking about the wall of the Azara. Outside of the wall of the harabayis, who said that there was any kedusha in the wall? Yeah. So some want to say it sins in the Harabayis. In the Michal Tukhachinsky in his Sefer Kayish HaMikdash, he's done this very close. And sorry, Ira Kayish HaMikdash. And Kitzer, there may be Pashas no. There's no Megila because the Azara wasn't as Kaddish. You see the Kohanim were allowed to sleep there. They slept in the Lishchus. So the Harabayis wasn't as Kaddish. Meila the Chaim, the Sfarad said it wasn't as Kaddish. Meila, that's why it won't be a problem even on leaning on the Kaisel. Oh, but Itain is no Isser Mila. Maybe there'll be a shayla of Maryam Mikdash. Yeah? Because even the best cast is a shayla of Maryam Mikdash. Oh.
That's Maryam Mikdash.
What?
That's Maryam Mikdash.
What's Maryam Mikdash? It's Mikdash and Tirol. You have to have halachas. You know, I'll do things you know, I'll do best cast. It's not Maryam Mikdash. When someone's in there, shayla of Raisa. So Mayla. So he says, if you're leaning on the wall, shalot tzarech mitzvah, you be mishtamish to harabayis. It's like you know, you're not going into Beis Knesses. It's stam for it to you, stam for no reason. You know, you all do things as far as stam. So merely one time, then maybe it should be a problem leaning. So I think I time, you know, front, you know, for a photo op. You know, you got to take the picture next to the kotel, right? So you know, you're leaning on the kotel, kulu, right? So that's also like by us in the shul, our shul and ours very nice shul. There's a hole downstairs, so now not small, but there's something they would come up the mitzvah bachar, right? So the photographer would come up with him, you know, take a shbara bima, take a shbara by an aron. I so mad, I threw them out. Like, you know, there's a studio over here. It's a basic analysis. Come and take pictures by the arm. He stands this way, stands that. Threw the guy out. Anyway, so Mela, Lefir, Lefir Michal to Kaczynski, the same thing would be a problem also by the Kaisim Arabi. All right, stop.